Welcome to The Real Retirees of New Jersey, powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. Let me repeat that. Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement.
Randy and Peggy Fisher want to help you retire once and retire right.
They also want to help you build secure, stable, sustainable income in retirement. 908-844-8337. The Real Retirees of New Jersey.com. My name is Mark Owens. Peggy Fisher, Randy Fisher, will you allow me to have a little fun, play a little game with you this weekend?
We always have fun.
We'd love to have fun.
I agree,
we
have fun. That is true. Can we mix it up a little bit this weekend? Do some hypotheticals?
I'm game.
Let's do it. I'd love it.
All right, let's do this. So, as we slowly put a bow on to 2024, obviously still celebrating the holidays, we're, you know, preparing for everything the next 12 months of 2025 that has to offer us. I want to play a little hypothetical game of what if. So what if this happens in 2025? First and foremost, Peggy, Randy, what if I get laid off in 2025? There were a ton of layoffs in 2024 through some huge companies, thousands of people.
Right.
So what if I think a pink slip is in my future? How do I prepare? Now what?
Well, so I think firstly, you should accept the possibility of what you fear, but trust that you will have the tools to manage it. And that's always what we say here, that, you know, we always use the right tool for the job, right? So in a what if, and if you're laid off, just some things that I think you could do is first, you know, file for unemployment if you get laid off. That would be a number one thing, I think. And then I think you should maybe review your severance package of whatever the company is going to give you. You could also maybe assess your health insurance and COBRA. You know, what would you need for health insurance wise? Okay. You could definitely begin a new job search pretty quickly if you get laid off, depending if you really need money quick and fast.
Right.
And then I think number one is seek financial advice. Give us a call at 908-844-8337. If you get laid off, let us help you.
Yeah, she was prepared for that one.
Yes, she was. She was.
That was a good one, right?
But what if, let me ask this question. What if I do get laid off and I'm listening to you guys this weekend for the first time and I need some financial advice. I don't have an advisor. Can I just call you, even if that doesn't mean I'm going to work with you exclusively? If I'm just
absolutely, we always say our first appointment is always complimentary. So give us a call.
Free advice is the best advice.
Yeah, it's true, right? That's true in anything, right? I think
the other thing is this. I mean, what people really do need to realize is it's never as good as everybody thinks it is, and it's always never as bad as everybody thinks it is. I don't know. Maybe it's just me getting wiser as I get older, but you have to sometimes look at it as, did it happen to me or did it happen for me?
Yeah.
Right.
And there's a lot of times where we have conversations with people and they've lost a job, they've lost a loved one, they've had a divorce, they've had lots of different things happen. And it's at the end of the game, it's after it's all over, why did it happen? That's a different reason. And listen, wise, you know, it is what it is. But it's, what did you do afterwards? What made your life better? What made the situation different? How did you prosper from it? And all those things happen. We've talked to four or five people. I can think of four or five people right now just this year in 2024 have lost jobs. They thought the end of the world was coming.
Yeah.
And at our Christmas party, you know, talking and walking around with them and asking them, how did everything go? And they were like, listen, it's probably the best thing
that ever happened. Yeah, so true. It is.
And we laugh about it. And they say, you know what? That's the first thing you said when we sat down and we had, you know, a couple cookies and, you know, a couple cups of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you know, calm down, rationally think about this, take a deep breath. It'll all work out.
And we always say reduce anxiety by taking it head on. Don't put it off. Don't put your head under the pillow and say, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
I think the best thing
ostrich.
Is take it head on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Come in. Well, we can help you. We can deal with anything that you bring at the table here. There's no doubt about it.
Peggy tackled a whole bunch of stuff there. But I mean, think about this. It depends on really where are you in your life? I mean, if you're a 25-year-old and you just lost your job.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot different if you're 65.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
And you weren't retiring, it's a lot different, you know, if you're single and you're running around like a bachelor, or you have four kids and a wife, right?
So true.
It's an entirely different subject, and everybody's situation is entirely uniquely different. But when you really think about it, employment's employment. It basically gives you welfare. It gives you money. It gives you things that
health insurance.
It gives you health insurance. Yeah. It gives you benefits.
Maybe a 401k. Maybe a pension. Yeah.
It gives you purpose.
Yes.
It gives you purpose, right? Uh-huh. How many people fall into depression and things like that when they're sitting in their house and they have nothing to do, and over time they start to feel that they're worthless?
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, to have a purpose. If you get laid off and you don't think that you want to be in the same position, hey, maybe it's a time to change careers. maybe it's a time to change your life a little bit. Maybe it's a time to take a chance. Maybe open up your own business. Maybe go do something else. Maybe take a small break.
Yeah. Right. Again, laid off, but maybe not always is a bad thing.
It's right? not always
Might
a bad thing.
Might give you another
Sometimes
opportunity.
You
yeah. Be yeah.
Get re-educated.
Right.
You know, catch up on some of those skills that can, you know, accentuate your possibilities moving forward.
Or maybe go out there and do something that you've always wanted to do. That's not right. just that mundane job of 9 to 5 going in, you know, to that job that you really hated,
one?
You know?
How about this one? Retire.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. There's my
I
next
love that one.
There's
Retire.
My next what if for you. 908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337. You can call this weekend. We have a representative standing by right now. Just a couple of quick pieces of information, and the team from Artemis Wealth Advisors and Liberty Financial Group will be back in touch with you. And by the way, that's Peggy Fisher. That's Randy Fisher. That's who you will be talking to. What if I've said I'm done with this. I'm tired of traffic. I'm tired of the rat race. I'm tired of lunch breaks. I'm going to retire early.
Early,
I'm saying
exactly. Great.
2025 is because I originally maybe had 26 or 27 circled on the calendar, but I said enough is enough. I'm ready to retire early. What if that's my new thought process? How do you help? Does that cause damage to all the work I've already done in a retirement plan?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, listen, not everybody can retire early, but some people absolutely can. It's funny. The question always is right, Rand? Can I retire? Right? We always like that. That's the main question here. Like,
my answer is the same every single time.
What is it, Rand? Go ahead,
my answer is very simple.
Yeah.
When you have more money coming in than you have going out,
that's right.
You can retire whether you're 18 or 85.
Yeah.
It really is that simple when you think about it. I mean, isn't that really retirement? It's just a matter of having enough well-being and money coming in. So it's cash flow. Cash flow in is more than right. cash flow going out.
That's right.
I mean, think about this. All the people who live on the street, what do they have going out? Nothing. They're basically retired if they're living on the street and they're homeless, right?
Right.
What do they have coming in? Nothing. Whatever somebody puts in a coffee can or whatever they get for somebody for free. So they're essentially retired. Now, is that quality of life? No, I'm not saying that that's quality of life, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm getting at is it just comes down to the fact of it's what's coming in versus what's going out. Now, your lifestyle is going to dictate when and what you want to do in retirement, right?
Absolutely.
Do you want to jet set around the world or do you want to sit there and watch the sun go up and down? It's entirely totally different. What do you need the money for? How much money do you need? Where are you going to live? What is your budget going to be?
Right.
How much taxes are you going to have? Do you have other benefits? Is Social Security maxed out? So there are so many other things to do. And my dad said this probably when I was about 5 years old. Prior planning prevents poor performance.
He always says that. He still
right?
says that.
He still says that.
Yeah, he sure does. He tells the grandkids that.
It's like ingrained in my noggin.
Yeah.
But if you think about this, you know, your prior planning, if you're, and think about, let's all do this for 2025. If you're listening to the show, if you've listened to the show, if you're in, let's say, the first stage of your career and you're under age 30, the first thing you need to start doing is taking care of where your debt is, taking care of survivor need benefits, life insurance to make sure that your family is well taken care of. God forbid you don't come home one day. And then starting to understand what are my future plans and starting to lay some groundwork.
And the best way you can do that too is work with an advisor.
Absolutely.
I mean, we just had clients come in today and they were early 30s, right?
Most advisors don't want to work with people who are young wives.
We do. And they were so grateful.
Because they don't have any money yet.
And
yeah.
so thankful of us getting them started and building their wealth today. I mean, it was amazing. And they were grateful
for us. And a lot of our clients' kids.
That.
We work with a lot of our clients' children.
That's right. So, you know, we talked about things like, you know, what to do with your mortgage, you know.
There's your first stage of life.
I mean,
get on
exactly.
track. Understanding how, let's have this. How can you pay off your mortgage earlier? By just making the same number of payments.
Make one extra.
One extra a year or make two payments a month. So take the same payment that you're paying, but pay it every 15 days and not every 30 days.
Right, or max out your income, like that we're talking about.
Little tricks.
Right,
little
just
tricks.
Little things to help you start building your wealth today.
Contribute to your 401k
later.
Plan.
That's right.
Max out the match.
Yes.
Contribute to Roth IRA. How many people want to actually pay taxes in the future? How many people want tax-free income in the future?
Reduce your debt the best way you can.
So many different things that we can talk about.
Right.
How about the next stage of life? How about you've gotten all that stuff taken care of? Then it's maximizing your retirement plans, starting to create the dreams and goals that you want. What is your end date? And how about this, ladies and gentlemen? That end date, like we just talked about, is, hey, if you got laid off at any day, that should be a goal for you. Because if you walked into the office, if you work for somebody else and you no longer have a job, you literally can just pack up your desk in a box, say goodbye to everybody, and know that when you wake up the next morning, you either can do something else or you have the wherewithal and finances in order to make your life continue on, that you're not going to be subservient to a job.
Right.
You're not going to be attached to an office. And how do you do that? You get financial control of yourself.
That's right. Or do things like, we always talk about like an emergency fund, right? Put a little more into there for that day. If, oh, God forbid, something does happen, you do get laid off. You do
have different sources of income.
Right, absolutely.
How many people have different sources of income other than the check that they have coming in a W-2?
Not enough. Right? Yeah. Right.
Not enough people.
That's
not enough people. And there are many other ways to actually create income. There's residual income. There's passive income. There's active and earned income. You can do it through real estate. You can do it through other job sources. You can do lots of different ways. It's a matter of coming up with it and not just doing a 9-to-5 rat race job.
Right.
And I'm not saying that that's not a bad thing. Everybody has to have a job. There's no doubt about it. But if you want to get ahead in the game, I'm not telling you to go work your tail off and go get 2-3 jobs, but you can actually think outside the box. I hate that phrase, but think outside the box of what you're currently doing and make 2025 better than 2024.
Yeah, and as you say, that what if in 2025 is what if I really this year start the plan? No matter where you are, just get it started. Come in, give us a call at 908-844-8337.
The compound effect.
It is, and it's complimentary. Come on in, give us, tell us what you think you want to do and to get ahead, and we'll get you started.
Have you anybody ever make a snowman? How do you start a huge snowball, right? You start out with a little pack of snow.
Snow, yep.
Then what you do is you kind of pack it up, it becomes a little ball. Most people roll it, right?
Yep.
Every revolution, it goes around. That's compounding. So, okay, you're not going to go and, build Rome in 1 year.
Right.
You're not going to create a multi-million dollar, portfolio. You're not going to be able to retire tomorrow morning. But if you start today, tomorrow is going to be one step better. It's that 1% compounded effect over and over and over again. Think about that. Just little baby steps. First is just, number one, understand what you have. Number two, how do you make it better and more efficient? Number three, how do you make it hum?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different story.
Randy, tell me the 5 P's again.
Prior planning prevents poor performance.
It's a great mission statement to live by. 908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337. All right, Peggy, I got a what if for you.
Okay, what's the what if?
What if I've been listening for a couple of months now? I hear Real Retirees of New Jersey. I like what I hear, but I often hear us say, hey, it's Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. What if I'm confused? How many groups am I working with here? If I make that phone call and I want to talk to Randy, I want to talk to Peggy, who am I talking to? So, who is Liberty Financial Group? Who is Artemis Wealth Advisors?
So Liberty Financial Group is my company, and Artemis Wealth Advisors is Randy. And what it is we've separated this out. Randy is the wealth manager here, and I am the insurance guru here. So I will help you with all your insurance needs. We can do anything from annuities to life insurance to homeowners to auto insurance. And then Randy can help you with all of your wealth management needs, taking care of any of your money and put in the places that it needs to be put. And here, what we just try to do is make your money make sense so you can retire once and retire right.
That's right.
As we like to say, Liberty Financial Group is a boutique tax, insurance, and retirement income planning firm. With our goals always is to just prepare and help our clients for their financial future. I mean, it's just a real simple, everyone talks about a mission statement. You can't get it any more simpler than that, right?
908-844-8337. All right, playing a little what if this weekend here. I've got a what if for you, Randy, that you mentioned a couple of minutes ago. We were talking about the importance of a 401k strategy. What if I have multiple orphan accounts or multiple debt accounts? Can I bring those to you? Can you consolidate all of that? Or do I kind of just have to leave them alone and make it kind of a sub part of my overall retirement plan?
That's a great question. So idle accounts, we find a lot of people do have them. They left an employer, they left it there. They haven't really paid attention to it because they really didn't think it was too much. Next thing you know, you look at it a few years later, and instead of $10,000, it's now $50,000.
We had a client, it's funny that you bring that up, who just came in this week, a woman. She was really funny. She's like, we said, is there anything else? Oh, yeah, there's this other little account. Can we do something with that? She goes to her little folder. That's right. I had this little account. Yeah, there was like 5 little accounts that we consolidated.
They added up into big money.
That's right. It was great. It really, it's funny that you bring that up. Yeah.
And each one of those plans have what? fees, costs, and charges,
right? And we alleviated those.
How do you become more efficient? The other thing is they only have a limited universe of funds. And if they've been sitting there, they've probably been ignored or neglected. So you haven't really done much with them. There's been no manipulation, no movement. So yes, the first thing is if you have idle funds that have laying around and they're in a couple different places, you can consolidate those. Think of it like a fruit basket. You could put apples with apples and oranges with oranges and bananas with bananas.
Yep.
So non-IRA money, no money that's come from a retirement plan can be combined with, let's say, your savings account or your checking account or a non-IRA account like a brokerage account, right? But if you have 401ks from a couple different companies, if you've worked for a hospital or a teacher, or you were a teacher and you left, if you were from a nonprofit organization, most of the time you have some type of a retirement plan or package, you can actually roll that money over. So yeah, consolidation actually helps out. Now, is that always the possibility? No, sometimes you can't. Sometimes the plan doesn't allow it, but we'll actually look into that for you. And the other thing is sometimes you want to keep them separate. Why? Well, what we can do is we can do something called Roth conversion. So what we can do is we can start to convert the taxable amount of money in which you have, whether it's large or small, depends on your taxable situation, which we will evaluate for you. And we'll figure out how much room do you have between the tax bracket that you're currently sitting in and if you added additional money to that for a conversion. Why is that important? Because in the future, we have $36 trillion worth of debt. And the only way that this country is going to get out of debt is if we spend less or we tax more.
That's right.
Period. Do that? I don't know if we're doing that.
Right. Yeah. So maybe we can do both. Maybe we can do one. Maybe we can do another. But the fact is, likely, taxes are still going to be around.
Right.
We're going to need to pay for certain things. With that said, taxes are kind of on sale. I mean, I hate to like joke about it, but it is true. They're probably pretty low at the moment. In the future, we've had six, seven appointments this week. I would probably tell you five people that walked in the door that who already were retired now said that they didn't figure that they were going to be in a higher tax bracket when they retired than when they were working.
That is so true.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's insane.
I can't believe we just brought that up, but it was so apropos. But that's exactly the point, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to be in a higher tax bracket when you retire because you're going to use more of your money paying Uncle Sam than paying for the things that you want to do, especially with sticky inflation and everything else. So with that said, we convert the money over now. We pay the taxes today. And it grows tax deferred, which means you don't pay taxes on it each and every year on the growth. And when you take money out in the future, it comes back to you tax free.
Right.
Tax free is better than taxable.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that we can do with consolidating some of those accounts.
908-844-8337. Always get more at therealretireesofnewjersey.com. All right, Peggy, I got a what if for you.
Okay.
What if I want that second opinion? We've talked about it before. You know, somebody has that big box firm. They feel like their needs aren't being met. I'm going to call you. I'm going to take advantage of that.
Why don't you get the easy question?
Thank you.
So I'm going to call you, Peggy. I'm going to take advantage of your second opinion service. What does that initial consultation look like? How hard is it to shift all my information to you?
Oh, it's so easy to shift all the information. But as from the beginning, you come in, it's a complimentary appointment. We'd love for you to just sit down. What we'd like you to bring in, if you can, is any statements that you want us to take a look at and give that second opinion to. I mean, that's the major move here, right? Just to give you a second look, see if there's something that maybe we can do for you. You come on in and it's so easy to move things over. It's really, you know, basically a couple questions, stroke of a pen, depending on what it is. But I mean, it's a very easy process. It doesn't have to be difficult. And I know a lot of people say, that's the next question they say, oh my God, how am I supposed to tell my advisor? You know, I'm moving.
Right.
And we simply tell them it's very easy. Most of the time is sometimes you don't even have to tell them if you don't want to. It's just really with you, a stroke of a pen, you tell that your money's coming over. Your money just shifts over. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll give you a call. And I'm sure if someone you've been working with for a long time, you know, they're definitely going to want to speak with you. But it's always usually, you know, what they'll try to do is say, oh, no, now I'm going to do something different. And, you know, the whole point why that person came in for the second. Well, yeah. Why didn't you do it the first time, A? And B is, you know, the person was looking most of the time. What we do see here is they're looking for someone who's going to actively talk with them, actively manage the money. And communication is A number one. I mean, like I said, we had two, three clients that came in this week, talked to big banks. couldn't even get a talk in. They sent an email, nobody responded. They sent a phone call. They got, you know, three different people who said someone will give you a call back. And guess what? The call never happened. Here at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors, you will get that phone call. You will get that text message. As Randy always says, you know, there's times when, you know, it could be 11 o'clock on a Friday night. It could be on a Saturday or a Sunday. If our clients who always have our cell phone numbers, right, Rand? Mm-hmm. No matter what, they can call us at any time, text us at any time.
And I was texting somebody in Wicked the other day.
You were. And I'm sure the other people are annoyed at your phone.
But I had an answer.
Right.
Working during the movie.
Exactly. I was working during the movie.
Yeah. But that'll always be here with us. And no matter what time of day you call, we are here. We're not going to not reply to your emails. We'll make sure that, you know, we, no matter what time, we'll definitely get back to you immediately.
908-844-8337. You're driving around this weekend. You're thinking, you know what? It may be time for a change. Reach out to the team. Take advantage of that second opinion service. It's no cost. It's no obligation. Before we wrap things up, Randy, I'll give you an easy one. Instead of a what if, I'm going to give you a what are. Randy, what are you most excited about for 2025 and Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors?
Like that.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm really looking forward to. I think what I'm most looking forward to is the near future as to after January 20th mm-hmm. and Inauguration Day, where is the country going to be going? Are we going to be coming together as a country? And are we going to be working together collectively? I think the world has been on fire for a while. And I think it needs to, like, cool down, right? It needs some extinguishing out there. With all that said, nothing in the world is going to be hunky-dory. There's nobody that's going to wave a magic wand because somebody got into office. But I also think that, and I've already seen this over the last number of weeks and months, is the consumer sentiment and people's, I don't know, what do you want to say, personalities have changed a little bit.
Well, they said they've changed in just the last 3 weeks of knowing that we're having, you know, a new president in.
Right.
They said that the shopping, you know, they just did all the financials for, you know, Macy's and things like that. The consumer is shopping. They have confidence. There is a confidence out there over the last 3 weeks that they haven't seen in months, knowing that this new administration is coming in. So I'm excited for 2025.
I'm hoping that everybody just treats each other with, you know, dignity, respect, and we can get back to just, you know, if we're going to disagree, but we're not enemies of each other, right?
Right.
You know, let's just get along. I think the world needs a lot more of that in moving forward. But frankly, I'm really optimistic about 2025. I think it's going to continue on. I think we're going to prosper. I think there's a lot of good things that are coming out. I mean, look at all the different technologies and stuff that are available these days, you know, other than the crazy flying drones that have been around and people can't figure out what the hell those things are.
Yeah.
But I mean, the electronics and technology and information, and we live in a new state, right? I mean, we went through an industrial revolution. We went through a technological revolution. You know, we're going through all these evolutions that are out there. I just don't know what else is going to be there. I mean, I joke about this all the time. My grandkids are not going to get driver's licenses. They're just going to get in a vehicle and they're going to push a button and it's going to go someplace for them, right?
Yes.
I mean, what is the future going to hold shortly? And when I look at it from a standpoint of what are some of these companies in which we're already starting to research and we're investing in and we're looking forward to, those are things that are really exciting going forward. How do I couple that with the portfolios that we've been creating? And then how do we actually couple that with the preservation strategies in which we have to make sure that we can ensure somebody that they cannot run out of money for the rest of their life and they're going to have an unbelievable retirement. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how many people we can help in 2025.
Me too.
And they invite you to be part of the family at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors, 908-844-8337. They want to help you make 2025 the best year ever. It all begins with a phone call, 908-844-8337. Always available at therealretireesofnewjersey.com. Peggy, Randy, thank you, as always, for the education and the information. And make sure you check out the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast. It is available with this weekend show, plus a full archive, all available commercial-free across all podcast platforms. Just put a search on it, Real Retirees of New Jersey, wherever you find your favorite shows. For the entire team at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors, this has been the Real Retirees of New Jersey with Peggy and Randy Fisher.
Happy New Year.
We
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisor services offered through Artemis Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Artemis Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Peggy A. Fisher and Liberty Financial Group, LLC, National License Number 1894-2003 and 570-5833.